Well, good evening again, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on a Wednesday night in Auckland, Saturday night Christchurch, Sunday afternoon Kapiti Coast, and Sunday night in Wellington. And greetings to people listening on Planet Audio around New Zealand and indeed other parts of the world. Quite hot and muggy, but wet here in Auckland, but a bit different temperatures in Ireland. Met Éireann have just, issued a yellow warning status now for really cold temperatures to hit Ireland in the coming days. So certainly winter has arrived. So I suppose coming up to 8th of December was always a big day. Everybody went shopping on Thursday pre-Christmas, but now it seems to have started with Black Friday and other big shopping days. And I see that, consumers in Ireland look like that they're going to go out and spend big this year, even though things look like they're going to be tough times ahead. Anyway, the programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. We start tonight with Raglan Road, a road used to live on in Ballsbridge, flatted there for a few years. Here's the Chieftains.
So hurriedly. My reason must allow that I would not ask you, oh queen.
Yes, the great voice of Van Morrison there and the Chieftains and their version of Raglan Road. Luke Kelly, of course, another great version of the song written by poet Patrick Kavanagh, Patrick from the county Monaghan. Right, well, sadly, there hasn't been a lot of good news happening in Ireland over the last week. Well, the only bit of good news is Pascal Dunoyer has been reappointed to President of the European Finance Ministers, even though he won't be the Minister for Finance in Ireland in 2 weeks' time. But because he's had that job for 2 years, there was nobody else that put their name up. So he'll continue that, even though he'll have a senior minister job in Ireland. Of course, on the 17th of December, Taoiseach Micheál Martin will step down and Leo Varadkar Taoiseach will step in as Taoiseach. This is a first in the history of Irish politics, but an agreement that was struck when the government was formed back in, well, it was nearly June 20. The election was in February 20. Mary Lou McDonald, she was appeared on the Late Late Show. A lot of people felt she got an easy run of questions from host Ryan Tuberty the other night. And, you know, but she says she's ready to step in and become Taoiseach when she's elected. And, of course, she said, you know, there's a lot of water to go under the bridge yet. Sadly, a lot of violence in Dublin City over the last, 2 days. A man was murdered in West Auckland in a drugs-related incident. Cormac Berkeley, aged 34, he was ambushed by a gunman who fired up to 8 shots at him out there in Clondalkin in a really good residential area. And there was, there's been a few other attempted murders over the last few days as well. Right, we'll battle on, take a bit more music here. And this time we go with Eleanor McAvoy and Scarlet Angels.
out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere.
I could have showed you all the scars at the start, but that was always the most difficult part. See, I'm in love with how your soul's a mix of chaos and art, and how you never try to keep them apart. I wrote some words and then I stared at my feet, became a coward when I needed to speak. I guess love took on a different kind of meaning for me, so when I go, just know it kills me to leave. To all the stars that light the road, don't ever leave that girl so cold. Never let me down, just leave me home. Tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. There's beauty here that's yet to depart. There's still a song inside the halls in the dark. I'll come for you if you just stay where you are. And I'll always hold your hand in the car. There'll be days when it's difficult, but I ask you to never leave behind the reciprocal. We're past that. Love is not designed for the cynical. So we have that. We can have that. To all the stars that light the road, never leave that girl so cold. Never let me down, just leave me home. Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. How long can you wait for the one you deserve? Bad on, never let it out, never let it out. If I'm gone, if you ever leave, I hope that you'll learn. Bad on, bad on. Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere.
I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. Baby, I'll be out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere.
Yes, Dermot Kennedy started his career busking on Grafton Street and now one of Ireland's greatest singers. And speaking of Ireland's singers, you two were honoured last Monday night, or might have been Sunday night, at the White House for their contribution to music, and honoured by President Biden along with a number of other people in the entertainment industry. And of course, Bono's book now available for sale here in New Zealand if you want to purchase it. I see it's advertised at pretty much all good bookshops, and you can buy it online. Did a big extensive promotional tour promoting the book, talking about his life and times and growing up and getting involved with the music industry and the band U2. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And yes, heading home to Ireland for Christmas. I hope it's a bit warmer than it is over there. We'll be on Thursday night. Looks like Thursday night, Friday morning, temperatures will go as low as -4 degrees. The other big issues happening at the moment, I don't know whether you listen to RT Radio or listen to Joe Duffy or Talkback, but people are just alarmed at the huge rising costs of their power bills and electricity, power and gas bills. One restaurant out in Black Rock, he was on the other day, and his power bill has gone from about 2,500 or 3,000 euro, I think, for a month or 2 months, but anyway, it's gone up to about 19,000. And he said he just has to keep trying to plough on. But the power prices in Ireland, pretty much as a result of the terrible war in Ukraine, have just gone through the roof. So we know that they're trying to get a move away to obviously less, you know, damaging energy, move away from fossil fuels, but that can't happen very, very quickly. Right, this time we're going to go with Sean Kelly singing about Kilkelly, Ireland.
My dear and loving son John, your good friend, the schoolmaster Pat McNamara, so good as to write his words down. Your brothers have all gone fine work in England, the house is so empty and sad. The crop of potatoes is sure infected, the part you have of them bad. And you, Sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell, are going to be married in June. Your mother says not to work on the railroad and be sure to come on home soon. Kilkelly, even come for Pat McNamara, your friend, and me, Bernie Ken, alongside a mother, down at the Kilkenny churchyard. And he was a strong and a feisty old man, considering his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you. He calls for you at the end. Why don't you think about coming to visit? We'd all love to see you again.
Yes, the wonderful voice there of Sean Keane singing all about Kilkelly, Ireland. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll have a look at sport. But before that, just to let you know, if you're in the Auckland area on Sunday, the men's and women's football finals take place, and they're out at the Massey Rugby Club out in West Auckland. So the game starts at 11 o'clock with the ladies' shield, Harps versus Celtic, followed by the men's shield, St. Pat's against Celtic. That game's at 12:30, first one at 11. And then you got the ladies' championship final, Marist against St. Pat's at 2 p.m, followed by the men's championship final, Marist against Harps at 3:30 p.m. So if you're in the Auckland area at a loose end this weekend, why not head out there? You might see some stars from County Galway playing in one of the teams there. And speaking of stars from County Galway, a man that from my own parish, Kilkerran Clonburn, Shane Walsh, is certainly making a name for himself with his new club in Dublin, Kilmacud Crokes, because he was man of the match in a great performance played in Arctic type conditions at Croke Park on Sunday, when they won the Leinster Championship football final. And they now play the Munster champions in the All-Ireland semi-final, and he might end up playing against some of his former club mates or his county players from Moy Cullen if they advance to the final. But down to the last four now. But not a double for Kilmacud Crokes, because their men's hurling team were beaten in a brilliant game by the guys from Ballyhale Shamrocks, 2:22 to 2:19. Of course, Mike Cullen won the Connacht Senior Football Championship final for the first time when they beat the Sligo champions on Sunday. So they enter the the All-Ireland semi-final. But Kilmacud Crokes against Ballyhale, 2:22 to 2:19, a brilliant game. And as I said, Kilmacud Crokes, the men's team, they had a big win. What else has happened on the sports front? There's obviously plenty of soccer news, rugby news. At least Ireland have a stable lineup. Wales and England have new senior coaches now. I see Warren Gatland started his coaching career at Corinthians and or at Galwegians in Galway, then with Connacht in Ireland. He's going back now for another stint at coaching in Wales. And England to announce appoint a new coach after A. Jones let go today. And not the end that everybody was hoping for at Ferry House on Sunday, when Honeysuckle, who's been undefeated in about 19 races, was surprisingly beaten by another horse called T. Hoopoo. And of course, this had special meaning for the Bromfeld family. Of course, Henry trained Honeysuckle to all these great victories, and of course their family dealt with a serious tragedy when his beloved son Jack was killed in a tragic accident back in September. So it wasn't the final that they were all hoping for, but he said Honeysuckle may continue and head to Cheltenham. Right, we'll continue off with more music here. And I'm just looking at what we'll go for here. Let's go with Paddy Riley and his version of The Town I Love So Well.
Gas yard wall, and we mountain. Those were happy days in so many, many ways. In the town I loved so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory women from Craigan, the moor and the bog, while the men on the dole played a mother's role, fed the children and then walked the dog. And when times got rough, saw it through without complaining, for deep inside was a burning pride for the town I loved so well. There was music there, a language that we could all understand. I remember the day when I earned my first pay as I played in the small pickup band. There I spent my youth. Found me a wife in the town I loved so well. But when I returned, how my eyes were burned to see how a town could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by that old gas yard wall, and that damn barbed wire gets higher and higher with their tanks and guns. Oh my God, what have they done to the town I love so? Carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. Though they'll not forget, still their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. Bright brand new day in the town.
The great Paddy Riley there, and a wonderful song written by Phil Coulter, all about Phil's native city, Derry, the town I loved so well. And as mentioned over the last few weeks, if you're a fan of Paddy Riley, a book has been written by Tom Gilmore. Tom, a former guest on the programme here, and Tom has worked with Paddy over the last year and published a book in October. And if you're going back to Ireland, it's available at all good bookshops. And of course, you can get it ordered online as well. So Paddy, one of the most outstanding folk singers in Ireland, and of course, a former member of the Dubliners group. And not sure whether Paddy ever played in New Zealand, but very, what you call it, popular throughout the States and Europe. Paddy Riley there, and the town I love so well. Well, we're another 20 minutes to go before the end of this particular edition of Ireland Calling. I'll have a look at the Irish Times, see what they're making the headlines with today. There's news that a young person had died at Belfast Primary School has separately confirmed that a five-year-old who contracted the infection, this strep A, I think it's a kind of a strote, a young person has died in Ireland. Career breaks for teachers may be suspended in response to staff shortages. And I see the Minister for Health came out yesterday and said that there's hundreds and hundreds of nursing and medical vacancies in Ireland that haven't been completed. Pretty much, I'd say, half the physios that qualify in Ireland come down this side of the world, and we know a lot of doctors are here as well. The weather gets a mention there, status yellow, cold weather warning issued for Thursday night, Friday, and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael collective tenure on housing is the big issue, and it's probably an issue that will bring this government down. And as I said earlier in the programme, Mary Lou MacDonald, leader of Sinn Féin, she was on the Late Late Show last Friday night. Big PR type of a programme. She attacked Shane Ross for digging up some personal family matters that were very close to her heart. In the book that he published, he said that she and her husband have a mortgage on the house. There was rumours that maybe part of this house was funded from funds, but she denied all that and said she's got a mortgage and she's working very hard, and she wants to bring an end to gangland violence, especially in her own constituency in central Dublin. And probably 2 years to go before the next election, and Sinn Féin certainly making great inroads both in the north and in the south. Finally, an opinion poll last week carried out in Northern Ireland about wanting to become a United Ireland, and only 22% said yes. Quite a few people said no, and even some people canvassed in the south of Ireland said they'd be would not be prepared to have a United Ireland if it meant having a new national anthem and a new flag. So there's quite a bit of time to go there before anthem happens at United Ireland front, and this sparked a lot of interest in letters. And I saw former rugby international lawyer Trevor Ringland, he wrote an excellent letter to the Irish Times on Monday or Tuesday, just outlining that both communities are working well as they are, and maybe, you know, don't rush into any changes, just let's get some of the stuff that's happening in the background sorted out. Of course, no executive up yet. They were trying to form the executive today. They tried to force the hand of the DUP, but I don't think anything happened there, so the ball is back now with the British government. Planxty and Roger O'Hare.
searching Sharky by name. I gained her affections and I was to blame. My own nine times turned and we ran away. My troubles began from the very same day. I followed thee. That beautiful creature I soon left forlorn. For fear of her parents I stepped up to mourn. But her cruel father pursued me with spite. He made me his prisoner the very same night. Right followed thee. It's often you regard how straightway I was sent to whip me next morning. It was their intent. When I heard of this, well, it put me in a fright. I broke you regard house the very same night, right followed me. And the guards, they pursued me the very next day. The guards I beguiled and I soon got away. I went down to where a vessel it did lay. I set my foot on shipboard to me and sailed away. Right followed me. And it's when that I landed in Sweet Holyhead. I had no honest means for to earn my bread. And I was loath to beg, but alas I did worse. To make myself money I stole a grey horse. Soon began my tricks again near fair Newry town. For I stole a hat from one Thomas Wright. He made me his prisoner the very same night. Right followed me. And it's up the Newry guard house once more I was sent to hang me next morning. It was their intent. When I heard of this, well, it put me in a fright. I knocked down the turnkey.
Yes, Planxty, early days there, probably back in the early 70s, Roger O'Hare and, of course, Planxty, original members of Planxty, Christy Moore, Liam O'Flynn, Donal Lunny, and, oh, God, the man that was on the vocals there, his name will come back to me in a minute. But you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll just have a look at what the Irish Examiner is saying at the moment. And again, that child's death under investigation due to possible strep A link. Norma Foley, Andy Irvine, of course, was the other member of Planxty. Norma Foley, Minister for Education, said she'll be moving to suspend teacher career breaks, and we know there's quite a few teachers down here that are on what do you call it, you know, career breaks. Rona O'Gara pens a 5-year deal to extend his stay with La Rochelle. Obviously, he was in the mix for replacement of Eddie Jones there as English coach, but he said he's really enjoying his time in France, and he probably want to go on and win a few championships with La Rochelle. And I've no doubt he's liking the lifestyle there with his wife and family, and I'm sure he's getting well rewarded. And maybe 5 years' time, he might take on the job if it's up for available to replace Andy Farrell as coach of Ireland. What else is happening over there? We've always felt more Irish than Australian. Now it's official. Hundreds conferred with Irish citizenship. Over 1,000 people were welcomed into the state as equal citizens in the second of 2 days of citizenship ceremonies that took place at the NSEC centre down there in Killarney. So that's really good news. And obviously the football, the soccer World Cup is still getting heaps and heaps of publicity there. And beef markets, prices up 5 cents a kilo as demand for beef grows. Beef grows, and uncertainty in weeks ahead for lamb trade. And I know that, you know, my son Fergus is working down a beef and sheep farm in Southland for the summer, and a big operation, but lamb prices have dropped here. So the lamb trade has entered another period of uncertainty for prices for the remaining of weeks of the year. Strong indications from the processors coming up for the weekend suggest their intent to reduce quotes did not materialise due to the feared extent when quotes were issued on Monday. So there you go, there's a lot happening on that spectre. Right, we've got another few minutes to go, and we'll hit on here with another piece of music. And don't worry, Ireland Calling won't be going anywhere over Christmas. I will be travelling, but there'll be plenty of good music to be heard on Ireland Calling on the channels you're listening to throughout the next few weeks. Sailing By.
Really matter if the coast is clear, just as long as you're not telling me lies.
Yes, sailing by there by Sinead Lohan, and we'll be sailing by in about 8 minutes time, just in case you haven't followed the soccer, got the results by the time you hear this, but in the background here, I'm just looking at scores, and Portugal without Ronaldo, who's been benched for this game, 5-1 up against Switzerland, and a big shock earlier today when Spain were beaten in penalty shootout by Morocco. Of course, Spain beat Ireland in a penalty shootout in that infamous 2002 World Cup, of course, when Roy Keane walked out of the team, and Ireland lost an opportunity to advance to the quarterfinals back in 2002. But certainly Ireland ladies doing well. They'll be down this side of the world in July for next year for the Women's World Cup. Sadly, no games here in New Zealand involving Ireland, but plenty of other good games. And the Irish men's soccer team, they've got a busy schedule ahead to try to qualify for the next Euros in 2 years' time. But Stephen Kenny has a lot of work to do because the team certainly not playing that well at the moment. Right, Sinead O'Connor, I'll be back to wrap up. Yes, Sinead O'Connor there with a song, Thank You For Hearing Me. And of course, this has been a very tough year for Sinead O'Connor. At the start of the year, her beloved son, Shane, 17, died after being missing for a number of days. And certainly a really, really tough time for her and her family. Well, that's about it. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. I'll be back again next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. And, you know, then we'll have the Christmas special and a few other programmes over the Christmas and New Year to keep you entertained. So we'll leave you tonight with Carolyn's concerto. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.